9510. Currently 43 degrees. KQEN News Time is 8:33.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply and a special event underway for youth around Douglas County with Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Melody Schwegel on. Good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about what you began on Monday, a special youth talent competition.
Yes, this is our second annual Douglas County Youth Talent Competition, and this was widely successful last year, and so, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer to bring it back. So, yeah, we're very excited about this. So any kids in Douglas County who are in grades 1st through 12th can submit a video. If they go to our website at uac-theater.com, you go to our website and you fill out the submission form, you put your video link in and submit, and that's it. And the nice thing about this is, you know, we had about 100 kids last year submit videos, which is amazing. We just have so many incredibly talented kids in Douglas County. And we take the kids and we put them in their own groups. So, you know, a first grader isn't competing against, a 12th grader. So first through fourth grade will be competing against each other. Fifth through eighth grade will be competing against each other. And ninth through 12th will be competing. So it's a little bit better suited for your age group. So that's basically it.
So a lot of different things than that the kids could be doing. I mean, I think normally when you think talent competition, a lot of folks think about all the TV shows, think, okay, you're singing, you're playing an instrument, but you've opened it up to a whole lot more things.
Oh, absolutely. Talent is never just restricted to singing, dancing, and, you know, playing a musical instrument. I mean, some people's talent is, a lot of soccer tricks. Some people do have comedy sketches. Some people can do magic. Some people can juggle. We had people last year lip singing. We had, one of the cutest little videos. I think he was in first grade. He submitted, he was dressed up as one of the Guardians of the Galaxy, Quill from Guardians of the Galaxy, and he was singing a song from, or lip singing and dancing to the same song that he did. It was adorable. Hula hooping, basketball shots, skateboarding. We had some parkour last year that were submitted. It's so impressive what these kids come up with. So really, it is not limited to just your singing, your dancing, and your musical instruments. Like I said, your talent can be anything.
Wow. So how does it work in terms of submitting your file?
Just like the process or?
Yeah. What do you have to do? I mean, if you've got an idea, you need to get it taped. What do you do?
Yeah. Okay. So, you have an idea, just set up the tripod, have your, parents, have your friends, record you doing your routine. And it should be no more than 3 minutes just because we do have a lot of videos to get through. And so you just record that video. If you've got a YouTube account, go ahead and upload it to your YouTube account, your Vimeo. I think, is that right? The video streaming account? I believe that's what it's called. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Or if there's another, okay. And if there's another video streaming account out there, you're welcome to put it in there. And then just copy that link, put it in the submission form, and submit. That's it. If there's a security code that comes with it, if you don't want to make your video public, you can easily add a little code in there and put that into the, there's a little section in there on the form. That way, nobody can see your video except for us.
Now, you've got until the 9th of April for kids to do this. What happens after that? And you've got all these videos.
Yes, after that, it is now in the judges' hands. And we take the UX board of directors. We have 15 board of directors. And out of those, most people from the board of directors really like to participate in this. So I think we've got at least 10 of the 15 board members who are on board to watch the videos. And we've got this paper that we rank the videos from. There's a lot of different categories that we rank them from, but they just basically spend the next couple, 3-4 days watching these videos and just tallying all the votes, basically.
And then what do you make the announcement?
We should be making the announcement. I don't have that paper on me. It should be on the 16th, that Friday. Yes, I believe it is on the 16th. And April 16th. The nice thing about this one is this is sponsored by Jim and Jennifer Smith, and they are huge advocates of arts education for kids. And they decided last year that, you know, they wanted to do this, and so we went ahead with it. And then this year, they upped the prizes. So we've included a fourth place. Last year, we only had first, second, and third. Now we have first, second, third, and fourth. And then they upped the prize money. So we have 150 for first place, I believe 100 for second, 50 for third, and 25 for fourth. And last year, there was a surprise grand champion prize winner. And I think they got $150. This year, it's $250. So money to be, you know, given out for talented kids in Douglas County. All you have to do is submit a video.
Wow, pretty simple. And then will the videos end up on UAC social media later, or what do you do?
What I would like to do, because there were a lot of them last year, it's really hard to put 100 videos out there. So we definitely want to post all of the videos who won. But I think we're going to try to do something, a compilation of all the other submissions into one video. So as we start bringing them in, we'll just compile them and do like a tiny little snippet of each of them. So everybody will be able to be featured at least once.
All right, a good opportunity there for young people looking for something creative to do. And again, they've got until the 9th of April to do that, so about another three more weeks to get that in. Anything else people ought to know?
No, that's it. That's just, you know, we want to see this grow. We want to see a lot of kids out there do this. We try to get this out there before spring break so that they could, you know, if people are still in town, then they could, you know, and they're looking for something to do. This is a really great way to, you know, utilize your time in spring break. If you're on spring break and you're in the mall, go ahead and do it in the mall. You can do it anywhere. That's the great thing about talent. You can just let it loose anywhere.
And if people want to help out...
maybe not playing basketball in the mall. But.
Yeah, maybe not. If people want to help out UACT as well, how do they do that?
Absolutely. If you go to our website, uact-theater.com, there's a big donate button right on our website. If you want to click it, make a financial donation to a nonprofit, we'll send you a tax letter and everything. We've got things in the works, and this has been a very difficult year for us, of course. We have been closed for over a year, and we've just been trying to find different ways to bring entertainment to Douglas County any ways that we can. And so if you would like to contribute to that, you're more than welcome to.
All right. Melody Schwegel, Umpqua Actors Community Theater, thanks for being on this morning.
All right, thanks for having me, Kyle.
841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN, the Morning Conversation, a presentation at Garrett's Building Supply.